Zeit Gang, you like to watch new stuff, right? I mean, who doesn't? I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama, a new season of The Kardashians starring The Kardashians, of course, and Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Hello, the internet, and welcome to season 245, episode 1 of Der Daily Zeitgeist, a production of iHeartRadio. This is a podcast where we take a deep dive into America's shared consciousness. It's Monday, July 11th, 2022. Monday. My name is... What is going on with this? this co-host that I got for today is... He's doing the most.
Anyways. You can't simply copy Miles. It's about expanding on
expanding,
the
form. New shit. Like echoes.
New shit.
What's the first thing you did? Called like a chant? Monk chant?
Sure. Yeah.
Well, my name is Jack O'Brien, a.k.a. Matcha Man. Forget coffee. I'm a Matcha Man. Matcha Man. In Guatemala, there's no matcha, man. Those are courtesy of...
Wow.
So those are two AKs that came in within moments of one another. Christy Yamaguchi Main gave me the first one. Chris Mackling, the even more topical second one. Shout out to two great minds thinking alike. Well done. Appreciate y'all. I'm thrilled to be joined by a very special guest co-host, one of the EPs on this very network, former EP of this show. He is the king of Sting, that bitch on Twitch. It's DJ Daniel Goodman!
Hello, so proud to be here, a.k.a. Bada Bingus, Bada Boongus, a phrase that I'm positive I didn't make up, but maybe I did. Who the heck knows? Anyway, it's a pleasure to be here, Jack. How you doing?
Wait, did you say that like 2 days ago on the show? You said bada bingus, bada bungus.
I say it literally all the time, and I don't know where it came from, but I just know. It's like a John Lennon scrambled eggs moment where I'm just like, I know I didn't make up this melody. I know I didn't make up this phrase. Someone please
a
be
John
like,
Lennon
yes, it is from this thing.
Scrambled eggs moment. What the fuck are you talking about, man? I think I do, but you just said it. You just like mentioned it so casually that, I was confused. But anyways, you know how podcasts, by mentioning someone, will indirectly kill them? I think you might have been the reason James Condit, because he invented the phrase bada bing, you invented the phrase bada bingus, bada bungus.
And he did?
Yeah, he ad-libbed that on the set of The Godfather, and then the mafia took it and was like, yeah, we've always said that shit, but he ad-libbed it.
I did not know that at all.
Yeah.
What a good, psh, wow.
Yeah. Anyways, by two very funny comedians whose work has appeared on lesser shows like This American Life, The Drew Barrymore Show. They are the lead investigators and hosts of Truth Hounds, which just dropped last episode of season two.
And top tier podcast.
Yeah, just one of the best podcasts that's ever been made. It is the hilarious and talented Kyle Mazzono and Anna Saragina!
Sandwich man. Oh,
all right.
I had no idea.
Shimmy, shimmy.
I knew something was coming. You had that crazy look in your eye.
She had a crazy look in her eye.
Yeah. I really was holding that in.
Another hit is coming. Another hit is coming down the pipe.
I did not tell Anna, so I'm really sorry for taking that moment, but I was really hoping.
That was great.
That was really nice, and I want to uphold your light.
Kyle, I do want to apologize because I don't have the vocal talents to put equal emphasis on two names, so I did kind of go Kyle Mazzono and Anna Saragina, and so you know Kyle Mazzono
and Anna Saragina.
I am that bitch. Sorry,
you are crazy
because one of you said that. The Twitch bitch.
On Twitch.
Yes. That bitch on Twitch. We are those bitches.
Yeah. She's never said bitch before. Yeah. So you're seeing something really amazing.
We're breaking new ground here.
Daniel's a big Twitcher.
And very small, but yeah. Thank you.
Very small, big Twitcher. How are you guys doing?
I think we're great. We're reunited after Kyle was away for a week. So it's the first week we've taken apart, and I don't even know how long.
Yeah, before the Zoom started, I greeted you guys and I said, hola.
Yeah,
I said, mahalo. And it was because I was on the East Coast.
She's actually she's a traveler.
It's a melting pot over there.
Yeah, exactly.
Absolutely.
And you were two of the people who went and saw Elvis with us.
Yeah.
And that was fun, right? We had a good time.
I can't stop thinking about it. I'll talk to anyone who listens and sometimes to those who don't. I mean, I just...
Yeah.
Sensational.
Anna and I's favorite part was that it felt like whenever Elvis went through something, the transition would always be him going, you ain't nothing but a hound dog.
and the you ain't nothing but a hound dog would reflect the mood. So sometimes it was really somber. Like when he invented civil rights.
Yeah, that's right.
He invented it.
Our greatest civil rights leader, Elvis Presley.
MLK looked at him and said, I'll have what he's having. Yeah. That seems pretty cool.
Yes, kind of. Yeah, that one.
He's really sad. So he's like on the piano.
Yeah.
And it's like he's has one hand on the piano. He like barely seems like he knows what his hands are going to do, but they do know what they're doing.
They know.
And it ain't nothing but a hound. Of course.
Right. Oh.
Of course.
I have my favorite part also. Was that the whole time everybody's like, Elvis is obsessed with Pepsi. Get this guy a Pepsi. This guy loves Pepsi. But he's having a panic attack before he goes on to do his first show where, you know,
women are falling down for the first time.
Blue Moon Boy.
Yeah, they go, get this man a Pepsi. And then when he hits rock bottom and someone else has to hold his microphone, I don't know if you saw this, he's really rock bottom. He's having a Coke.
Anna, I made this very point. The day really, after when you, we talked about it.
Oh my God, I'm so sorry. Okay.
It's not subtle though. It's not subtle at all. Yeah. That's all so Pepsi. Funny. It's happening in the South where they call Pepsi Coke. They're like, hey, here, would you like a Coke? Even if they're talking about Pepsi. Right. Mm-hmm. Like Pepsi doesn't exist in the South. So like I clocked it the very first time. They're suddenly like, the only thing that will cure this man's nerves and give us the rock and roll career of Elvis Presley is a Pepsi and it works. And I was like, that's really weird. Like they must have some deal with Pepsi. And sure enough, like they kept drinking Pepsi. And then his last concert, the only time we get to see him in a fat suit, like a fat Elvis suit, he has a bunch of like cups of Coke on his piano, and he looks bad.
He looks really bad.
Damn.
It's not even like a can or a glass. It's actually one of those paper ones that
it's like he went to the movies with us.
Yeah, he went to the movies with us.
He was he's also Stubbs. So.
Yeah. Gotta be Stubbs gang. Gotta be Stubbs gang. There you go.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. All right. Kyle and Anna, we're gonna get to know you a little bit better in a moment. First, we're gonna tell our listeners a couple of things we're talking about. End of last week. Very tumultuous time with an assassination. I don't know if we're going to talk about that because I don't know. We're recording this like the day after it happened, but we don't really know the information that you know as you're listening to this. So we don't like even know what happened or who it was really. We know the name of the person. We don't know what was going on. Anyways, I want to talk about Where the Crawdads Sing, which is a book that I was kind of vaguely aware of, but they got the big movie coming out this week. I want to talk about McGruff, the crime dog, maybe even Louis C.K.'s movie that came out. But I don't know how many people noticed that that it came out.
One right here.
Oh yeah, did you see it?
Oh yeah, okay. Opening day. I go an entire row taking a limo.
Was it in theaters?
Like a couple.
It's got a very limited, tastefully limited run. Mm.
For awards consideration, you got to get it in theaters.
You got to get in the theaters.
Is he star in it?
No.
He does not. All right. I guess we'll talk about that one. We've had it on the dock for a while, but it seems like there's some interest there from our guests.
No. There's no interest.
There's no
it seems like you guys are big fans. Louis C.K. it would seem like.
No. You confused me for someone else.
Before we get to any of that, we do like to ask our guests, Kyle, Anna, what is something from your search history that is revealing about who you are?
About revealing who I am. I didn't know that was also part of it.
Well, apparently it reveals who you are because you searched for it.
Oh, yeah. Lord. You wanted to go first?
I'll go first.
You step up to bat and I'll come up to bat.
I'll buy you some time.
I'll step up to bat next.
You step up to bat next. Okay.
You're on deck.
You're definitely on deck.
Okay.
So the last thing I Googled was a photo of Willie Nelson from Thief because last night I was watching Thief, rest in power, James Caan.
Amen.
And I was like, I think I look exactly like Willie Nelson
from Thief. Oh my gosh.
So I looked up, I was Googling Thief Willie Nelson, Thief Willie Nelson ponytail. Nelson window because he's by the window, and I think I do look exactly like Willie Nelson in Thief.
Wow.
Yeah,
I watched Thief yesterday as well.
You saw me do a great
skirting
job
right by that comparison.
I did not see it at the time.
Watched Thief.
I'd never seen Thief before, but did you watch it? It was hard to find. It was like Voodoo or some shit.
Hoopla.
Oh man.
Hoopla. All right.
The LA County beautiful app. Gorgeous app.
Really?
Yeah.
I love a well-designed app. That's nice.
It's I really like, I'm actually a big fan of Canopy, but there was a weird lag. And then was also available. Canopy's another library app that has great selection of movies.
Willie Nelson has some real non-actor energy in that, but it like makes him very compelling to watch. But and this is not just really me being like, so don't feel bad that you look exactly like him because he's very compelling.
I think you look like Willie Nelson.
I actually don't think you do.
No, I really do. And thank you so much for your
guys'
support.
You want to pull up a picture so I can see?
I'll proudly pull up a pic right here. I look like a very interesting assortment of men.
Sometimes I see it and sometimes I really don't see it.
I guess I do see it.
I guess I do.
Yeah, it's sort of, you do see it. I think you're actually a bit cuter.
Thank you.
All right.
Yes, so that's my take.
Oh my God. It's very interesting. I look like Willie Nelson and Thief, and then I look, what's the YouTube kid who reviews, the suit kid who reviews like...
Oh, reviews chicken or something?
Yeah, and burgers.
Yes.
I can't
remember his name, but I know who you're talking about.
The suit kid.
Okay. I can see that one a little bit more.
Absolutely.
I could see that one more.
So between me, him and Willie Nelson, mm-hmm. It's just a nice consortium of men that I look exactly like.
How about you, Kyle? What's something from your search history that is revealing and just allows us to judge you?
I don't think it, I want to say it doesn't reveal anything about me, but maybe a little secret about me is sometimes I do get mixed up in the celebrity hot goss.
Oh, wow. Ooh.
Okay.
And so
what's the hottest goss?
I saw that Doja Cat. Doja Cat had called out this boy from, I don't watch Stranger Things, but it called out this boy from Stranger Things for sharing, I guess, their private messages.
Oh.
And so I searched, this is actually what I searched. I searched Doja Cat, period, no space, M-E-S-S-A-G-W. Because I just wanted to know what the message.
Yes. Oh man.
And she Doja just
Cat,
said,
no space, period, MSSGW. I just like A-G-W, I like to do
message W.
And I just wanted to see what the content of the message was. Mm-hmm. And because Doja Cat was pretty upset.
You want to see what she's so upset about.
Yeah. And I guess she had hit up this young fellow to be like, I think that one of your co-stars is pretty cute. Does he have a girlfriend? And then the young Stranger Things kid, I guess, put it on TikTok and shared it with the world.
Boy. Oh boy.
Okay, my whole thing, I hope the Doja Cat, whatever follower, what do they call them? The Doja,
the Cataverse.
The Doja Cats.
The Doja Cataverse doesn't come for me.
The kitties.
Doja Kittens.
The Doja Kids.
The Doja Cat Dojo. The Dojo Cat.
Yes. The Dojos don't come for me, but. Okay, the Dojos, please don't come for me.
Please.
But I do have to say that, like, because she kind of came back and was like, that's some snake shit. About him sharing
snake
it.
Snake shit.
Which I agree, it's, like, weird for him to share it. Yeah. But at the same time, you're also messaging a 12-year-old boy.
That is, I see both sides of the, yes.
So
the
it's like, you don't hit up a 12-year-old boy about someone you have a crush on because that's a 12-year-old boy.
Wait, well, which one was the boy? Because I don't think they're 12 anymore.
They're not.
They might have been. They might have since then turned 13
actually, this,
and even 14.
Actually, I will say that this guy might actually look like you as well.
Like me? Oh.
Oh no.
Wait, I'm just kidding, but maybe
Noah Schnapp.
You think Noah looks like me?
Wait.
He is 17 years old, and yes, you are
still young. Like, still young, too young.
But also, I just think that if you,
oh yeah, that looks exactly like me. Yeah, that's me right there.
But I also, yeah, I just think that like you can't expect young people to. Okay, can this not show something about me though?
No, you're. You know what I think it shows?
I just really don't.
I think it shows that you're have a curiosity.
Mm-hmm.
And
I feel that.
And you're kind of exercise. You're doing a kind of exercise in debate, doing both sides.
Yeah,
you're giving both sides a fair trial.
Mm-hmm, completely.
I think that this is great. You're a fair judge with a natural curiosity.
It tells us you're one of the great journalists of our time.
You really are. Meanwhile, I'm over here looking like Noah Schnapp.
Okay. Noah,
and Noah what we've Schnapp. Learned about Anna is that she looks like, every single white man between the ages of 17 and 85.
Honestly, 85, 86, if we're being honest.
Wow.
My only complaint is I don't think it's snake shit. I think it's like kind of like pathetic and like, I don't know. Yeah, it's just a little boy being like, oh my God, Doja Cat messaged me and she thinks exactly. You're cute. It's like, that's not, he's not a snake.
Yeah.
He's not like out to get you. He thinks you're like very cool and is probably very, I don't know. I actually don't know enough. So maybe he is just being a snake.
I think this completely speaks to the kind of like binary nature of the internet where you're either cringe or you're really cool. And that like, and there's no age thing. It's not like, oh shoot, you know what? You're young. You don't quite understand yet. It's like, this behavior is actually probably not something that you should do. It's like, this kid sucks. And that's how it works immediately because he did something that he probably shouldn't have done that literally any one of us at that age, if we had this access to the internet, would have done the same thing.
Yeah, I guess.
For sure. But I totally agree that like, he shouldn't have.
Yeah.
Don't like, that's a DM.
He should have asked his friend if he had a girlfriend and been like, Doja Cat thinks you're cute, man. Like, he also blew it up for his friend.
Send your friend. Screenshot, send your friend. Yo.
I think the guy that Doja Cat was asking about is not very cute. you.
I know.
Ooh.
He doesn't look like me.
Well, I think Doja Cat's hot take part two.
Okay,
yeah. Actually,
that was also my main takeaway is like, okay, he must have some energy about him. All right, let's take a quick break and we'll come back and talk about your overrated and underrated.
You like to watch new stuff, right, Zygang? I know I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new. Because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump. Join Lisa and her hand-selected staff at Chateau Rosabelle, a glamorous estate in the French countryside, as they live, work, and play together 24/7. Vanderpump Villa is where first-class luxury meets world-class drama. And don't miss the new season of The Kardashians, starring The Kardashians, of course. And season 5 promises new horizons for the entire Kardashian clan. And if you're looking for steamy streams, check out Grand Cayman Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set on the tropical Caribbean island of Grand Cayman, where the rich come to play. But be warned, it's a small island. And secrets don't stay secret for long. So come check out what's new on Hulu this month. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And now, for a limited time, get more Cedar Point fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at cedarpoint.com.
And we're back, and very, as always, just the non-recorded parts of the conversations with you guys, always an adventure, roller coaster, a blast.
We're different people, and then, and then we go on, and then we're like, hi.
Very briefly, like, well, hello, Jack.
Yeah, we're like, I'm Jack O'Brien. My name's Kyle. My name's Anna.
Now we're like,
sorry. You were saying, well, maybe this will come up in overrated, underrated. Maybe it won't, in which case I will ask you about it afterwards. What is something you think is overrated?
Okay, we did talk about this beforehand. When it comes to time, while Anna goes to
go for it.
But we do have a combined one, but was that underrated or overrated?
That one's underrated.
Are we doing overrated or underrated? We can start underrated.
Let's go underrated.
Let's flip-flop.
Wow, flip-flop.
Underrated. Oh, okay.
Are you ready?
Okay, I guess I'll go first because go up to bat.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, so my underrated is the story is... Okay, here we go. Just maybe get back into your seat. Get comfortable.
Oh, boy.
The story is that... I have a friend who goes to this gym, and they were showing me pictures of the gym owner, and it was a very buff Asian man. Mm. And so, cool. But I don't want to phrase it as underrated buff Asian people. I want it to actually have a little sound a little more classy. So I'm going to say buffness within the Asian American community.
Nice.
Underrated.
Underrated.
That actually sounded like underrated. Like a ballot initiative. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that was well worded.
Vote for Kyle.
That's her platform. Oh, B127.
I just, you know, I feel there should be more of us.
You're a representative right here, actually.
I am part of that community.
She's part of that community.
I usually hide it with my big shirts, but underneath my shirt, there's a lot of muscle.
I actually call her my strong friend.
Yeah. And also for the listeners at home, Kyle is flexing really hard right now.
Really, really hard.
I don't know if you can hear it in her voice. Yeah. It's probably coming through, but it is a pose off happening right now. Yeah. What's something you think is underrated?
I think something that's underrated is going live on Instagram with Woody Allen. I think that is really, I think that's underrated. I think more people should be going live with Woody Allen all the time. His Wi-Fi was going out.
I didn't know about that.
With Alec Baldwin.
Oh my god! Yeah. I knew he like had him on his podcast or something. Oh, maybe.
Mm-hmm. Underrated going live. Overrated turning the comments off. What's up with that?
What's going on? Let me get in there. Let me get in the comment. Let me play.
Yeah, come on. Let me play around in the comments. In there.
And it didn't go smoothly from a technical standpoint.
That's shocking. It was so funny. Woody Allen's Wi-Fi kept going out. Oh. And then Alec Baldwin was just like brimming with anger. Like,
oh, he's
really, really getting mad where you're like, this temper is, I mean, that's just what you're showing us.
Oh, no. There's more to it.
Oh, my God. It was very scary, actually.
He was getting mad at Woody Allen or just the circumstances?
He was getting mad at the Wi-Fi, I think. Okay. Yeah. But then he would be like, march off screen and scream in Spanish for to fix the router of Woody's house. Yeah.
What?
Alec Baldwin was shouting?
He was definitely
shouting. In Spanish.
Wow. Mm-hmm.
Just like you when you came on this recording.
So not so different, you and he.
Very much so.
Not so different, you and Alec Baldwin.
Very, very Ilaria Baldwin of you.
Yeah. How you say cucumber.
There was a day when Alec Baldwin made a soft kind of, not soft actually, it was very
the phone call.
No, when he announced going live with Woody.
Yeah.
I don't know if you guys saw this. He made this video of himself. He's smoldering for so, I'm like, you're really overestimating how attractive you are.
Yeah.
Because he thinks he can buy a lot of airtime with just like pursing his lips and really looking around.
Yeah.
And he's like, on Tuesday.
Wow.
I'm like, can we get to the calzone? Right. What's happening on Tuesday? Yeah. Are you pausing for 30 minutes? On Tuesday.
Oh, no.
June, I believe. What is that? 28th knows exactly what day it is,
but right? Yeah, yeah.
But is searching for it. With his eyes.
He's just
wow.
A calendar, over there in the corner. Yes. I guess it will be the 28th.
He goes something big. I'm going to be going live with, and then he doesn't even say Woody Allen's name. He just holds up his book and lets the book speak for itself.
Wow.
And then that video was. I mean, that just was etched into my brain. He did not specify AM or PM, so I did miss Instagram Live.
That's so funny. He didn't specify what coast he was on.
He didn't think to specify. Wow. No, he said 7:30, 10:30, like East, like.
Oh.
But he didn't specify AM or PM.
Oh, that's really bad.
Wait, was it PM or AM?
It was AM.
Oh, yeah.
It was AM? Early?
He's going live at 7:30 a.m.
A.M.?
On their time?
What the fuck?
I don't know.
On the East Coast?
On the East Coast.
That's inappropriate.
Catastrophic miscalculation of when people go live.
Or was it? No, you know what? I'm sorry. I don't want to be.
It was like 10.
I think it was actually 7:30 on our.
7:30
p.m.
I'm sorry to
miss
that.
Still very early.
But that is really early. Wait, 7:30.
Oh, yeah, yeah. That's how time works.
It's not really.
It would be 10:30 there.
Yeah.
That's still too early, if you ask me.
Yeah, that's too early.
Anyway, that's underrated.
We have a one together, too.
We also have one together.
Do you have an underrated together, or this is your overrated? And
this is our underrated.
Underrated together.
Oh,
together.
Wow.
This is a bonus third underrated.
I'm stoked.
For this show, Anna was talking about the shirt that she's wearing right now.
Yeah, which
is and she was saying,
bright orange.
I actually was going to get you one in a different color.
Yeah.
Oh.
But the woman who was helping me was kind of mean, so I ended up not getting it. So our combined underrated is...
Wait, and then you said...
Oh, and then I said, you know what? Even though you didn't get it for me, I feel like you did. And it was you even just saying that I almost got you this shirt, but I didn't.
It's almost as good.
It's actually as good as you getting me that shirt.
Because it's the thought that counts.
Because it really is the thought that you were going to get me that shirt, but you didn't.
That's underrated.
So whatever that is.
Whatever that kind of is.
Is underrated. And
the thought being what counts is underrated.
Yes.
Well, also simultaneously standing up to rude people. I appreciate that.
I didn't think it was the thought that counts. I didn't think it simmered down to that.
No, what it is you say my saying it was almost as good as just getting the shirt.
Exactly.
So
it's not even the thought that counts. It's just that
you don't even need to get the shirt involved. It's just it's the thought that counts.
So if I said to both of you, hey, I got you guys, I was thinking about getting you guys coffees, sending them to your house exactly the way you like them. But honestly, but then the show was about to start, so then I couldn't get around to it.
Yeah.
And you walk away going, wow, that was really nice of her.
Yeah.
That is very kind. That's a very true. Kind thought.
That's what we're talking about.
Okay. Wow. So telling someone you were going to do something for them.
Yes.
You have to, in this case, have to have actually been about to do it, or can you just tell someone that?
That is a decision that you are going to have to make by yourself. I kind of would lean toward about to.
Got it.
Wow. Okay. If you want to lie, then, you know, I understand that life is tough right now. So.
Wow.
That's okay.
The kind of guy you are, then that's fine.
Piece of shit. What is something you guys think is overrated?
Okay, your turn.
Okay. I'm not trying to put anyone on blast here.
Yeah.
Ooh, blast off.
But overrated to me, the response, no worries.
Which is really kind of hurts my feelings because I actually think I said no worries to you today.
Yeah, you're a big kind of
no worries.
Well, we're working through something here.
Okay.
Yeah. We are. Yeah. I warned her beforehand because I said I don't want to attack you live on air. Uh-huh. I want you to have a little heads up.
Yeah.
No worries. And the thing is that I'm bringing my own baggage into the situation.
Yeah.
Oh, you say no worries. I hear, there's worries. It's duly noted.
You said you imagine no worries as someone being like kind of aggressively by themselves, like no worries.
Yeah, because there's definitely worries.
There's worries.
There's
definitely
worries
trying to convey a sort of worry-free philosophy, I would say. But
she said when I am I'm 100%, I am real.
Uh-huh.
I say no worries. There are no worries attached.
Yeah.
I actually want you to really no worries. Because what it is that I'm usually running late.
So when I say no worries, I'm like, no, it's totally okay. Yeah. I don't want you to worry about anything. Yeah. I'm not being seething at my house. Like
in my heart of hearts, I go, she's seething in her house.
I want you not to worry.
I'm worrying.
You know? So maybe instead of saying no worries, I'll just go
type it out longer.
Please don't please don't get in a car crash over this. Just head over when you can.
Yeah, a little longer.
There you go. Yeah,
thank you.
I was going to ask, is there some more preferred verbiage that you'd like
get in a car crash?
Truly fret not. And don't even think about driving recklessly.
Fret,
you see, I on my end of things, I'm simply not worried about
Madame Anna, fret not.
Big fan of fret not. Big fan of fret not. Great one.
Fret not just feels like the Shakespeare translation of no worries, doesn't it?
Yes.
Okay.
No. Right. But
it's not. It's different.
But it's not.
But at that point, simply all language that replaces no worries is just a retranslation of no worries. All good. It's okay. Thumbs up emoji. I don't whatever. It's good. All
thumbs up emoji. I'm crashing my car. I mean, you are out of your gourd. I am
aggressive.
I'm checking myself into urgent care.
Can we talk to my father, please?
They should make an emoji thumbs up, but then it has like little balloon coming out of it or something to be like, it's a positive thumbs up.
Okay. That would be helpful because my father sends me the most devastating text messages where I'm like sending some large apology and then I just get a thumbs up back and I'm like, Dad, why do you do this to me?
No,
just don't say anything.
No,
just don't say anything. Or a K. Sometimes just the letter K.
K is bad. Yeah.
Hey, K.
I'm hurt.
Yeah, it's such a status thing to just give a very like not thought out response to a long text message. Just a K. Okay, like.
Really hurts.
It's I've received your message and sure.
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely.
If I may rudely add an addendum to what we're talking about here, because this really truly resonates so deeply with me, the way what you're saying. I have a friend that nerd alert I play video games with, and he told me that when he is in a situation where he is getting upset at his teammates, but is like, you know what? No, I'm gonna move past this. He's like, you know what? Instead of like being mad or trying to correct, I just say all good. But all that tells me is that whenever you say all good when we're playing games together, you're seething in your chair mad at me. What did you just do? All you did was add a whole nother set of words where I'm just like, okay, great. Well, now you're upset and now there's nothing we can do about it.
Absolutely. I have to put on a detective hat and investigate your feelings, you know?
Come right.
Yeah.
That's not
like the crime dog, McGruff, which was a story that we probably won't get to. But all right. I think we have one more.
One more overrated?
Yeah.
Okay, this will probably not generate a lot of conversation. I feel all my just kind of create a crazy stop in sort of any momentum. But okay, so I know I said an emoji with a thumbs up with a balloon, but my overrated is not the image of a balloon, but actual physical balloons, because when they pop, it's very scary and very loud.
They are, yes.
Interesting.
Again, I said I knew this wasn't going to generate a lot of conversation.
No, look, the popping that is scary, I do agree with. And that to me is almost not worth.
They're hard to carry.
They're not that hard to carry at all. What are you talking
about? Well, if you have a balloon.
Least committed. Okay. You put it on your finger.
If you have
they kind of carry you, as a matter of fact.
You got a bunch. You're
a
like
a bunch. Are we talking helium-filled balloons?
Helium-filled balloons. You put them in your car and you're hitting them away.
You're hitting them
away. You can't see. Yeah, you can't see the front of your car.
This is crazy because my style of friendship with you is that I absolutely get you balloons pretty often.
Oh, I didn't think about this.
That's crazy.
Yeah, but you just get me.
There's a lot happening here. There's a lot going on.
This is really a therapy session.
Honestly, no worries about those balloons.
No worries about the balloons. No worries.
Don't fret, madame.
I have car insurance, so no worries.
I couldn't really think of something, so I said balloons.
Oh, it's okay. It's just sometimes. I went through a little phase where I thought it would be really funny to get Kyle like a delivery of just one balloon or just
or
one
flowers.
Rose.
Yeah, perfect. That was really cool.
Oh, that sounds nice.
That's why I have like a bunch of these like red vases for a single flower just around my house because Anna would just send me a single rose and then I would just be like, I get a delivery, I go, what? And then I just feel like Anna would just be like, if you could see what Anna was doing, she's just at her house laughing.
Yeah.
She's just like, that's amazing. And I'm like, love just that. Very confused. Like, what is this?
It's just so funny.
All right, let's take a break. We'll come back. We'll spend a couple minutes talking about the news after this.
You like to watch new stuff, right, Zygang? I know I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new. Because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump. Join Lisa and her hand-selected staff at Chateau Rosabelle, a glamorous estate in the French countryside, as they live, work, and play together 24/7. Vanderpump Villa is where first-class luxury meets world-class drama. And don't miss the new season of The Kardashians, starring the Kardashians, of course. And season 5 promises new horizons for the entire Kardashian clan. And if you're looking for steamy streams, check out Grand Cayman Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set on the tropical Caribbean island of Grand Cayman, where the rich come to play. But be warned, it's a small island. And secrets don't stay secret for long. So come check out what's new on Hulu this month. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And now, for a limited time, get more Cedar Point fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at cedarpoint.com.
And we're back. And do you guys have your Fandango tickets yet for Where the Crawdads Sing?
I'm running to the box office. Running.
Oh, you're going to run instead of getting it on Fandango. So this was like a big bestseller, smash hit. Like, I feel like I heard the title. I knew this book existed a couple of years ago. I think it came out in 2019. I thought it was like Hillbilly Elegy adjacent, because it seemed like it was like the South, you know? Am I right?
The South.
And it is based in the South, but it is a murder mystery. And it's based on like a girl who is like a swamp girl who raises herself in the swamp, but she's beautiful and all the boys love her. And then she kills one of them. And then it's like the trial where it's like, did she judge them or did they judge her or something like that? Anyways, the movie version produced by Reese Witherspoon, she made the book a hit by making it part of her book club, which that is apparently the new Oprah's book club. Did y'all know that?
No, no. Reese Witherspoon?
Yeah, Reese Witherspoon's book club is like the new kingmaker in the world of literature. Ooh. And she's never once steered us wrong. I'm still waiting for my NFTs that she turned me on to turn around, but I think they're coming back. You got to buy the dip and then the cataclysmic spiral. Go ahead.
I just remember that in Sweet Home Alabama, she goes, and you had a baby at a bar. That's all I remember.
That's so funny you said that, because immediately when you said Reese Witherspoon has never steered us wrong, the movie that came to my mind was Sweet Home Alabama.
There you go.
The Lightning in the Glass.
Lightning in the Glass.
I haven't seen that movie. But
Run, don't walk.
Here's a little taste of it. A lightning in the glass. Yeah,
so if that intrigues you, then
you really got to go
You're
now.
In for a treat.
Accent on point these days. Wow.
So the thing that was like most noteworthy about the book's success, like, and the author, was that it was like a 70-something first-time author, and that's how it was covered. It was like, do you believe this person is writing for the first time. And nobody really brought up the fact that she was involved in a murder in Africa and had to flee Africa because of suspicions surrounding the murder and because her son-in-law committed the murder on film while an ABC News film crew was with them.
What?
So basically, her and her husband were conservationists, went around trying to fight off poachers. One of the ways they did that is by shooting at them from helicopters. So they are a white couple in Africa, and people who knew them reported their feelings about Africa were, and I quote, "nice continent, pity about the Africans." That's how they summed up their like sort of vibes. While accompanied by a camera crew for the network news show Turning Point, her son-in-law murdered a poacher, not like the poacher pulled a gun on him. He waited at the camp for the poacher to return to his camp and then like shot him 6 times.
What?
And then her husband allegedly took the body up in his helicopter and dropped it in a lake. So it was never found.
Yikes.
Yeah. And so like, I remember reading this New Yorker story because the New Yorker did a story about this. It's like, there's these two people who just like got away with murder. And also it's like, well, because they're like, we're the only thing that's holding Africa back from being overrun by poachers. And like, that's why we have to be tough on poachers and like murder them. They don't say murder them, but they're like, that's why we have a helicopter, I guess. And then like they have to flee because they murdered someone and the authorities are like, yeah, you definitely murdered someone. Like we know what happened. And then, like, the New Yorker author, journalist, like, goes back and, like, researches. And he's like, actually, it's, like, much better now than it was when they were here. And, like, they weren't helping as much as they thought they were, if at all. And, like, the community is glad they're gone. So, anyways, the fact that this was not brought up, like, you have to have, like, she didn't change her name. She still has the same name as she did like 8 years before when the New Yorker wrote a massive profile of her like being part of this thing. And it does like tie into, I could see people like being like, well, they're two totally, it's not like her book is about committing a murder in Africa and getting away with it. So first of all, she and her husband wrote memoirs when they were in Africa and they were like, not great. They had this one story where they were like talking about this cook that they had, this African cook, and they like told the story of him being like, I'd always wanted to meet like somebody who had flown in a plane. Like when you're in a plane, are you close to the stars? Like, and then so the New Yorker author like goes and interviews the cook and he's like, I flew in the fucking Air Force. What are you talking about? But it's just this, and then that is like,
so like fetishizing,
and that's also like characters in her book where the crawdad sing, like there's a black family that are like the, you know, magical characters, and so it's a mess. It's just crazy that like the media was were not like, hey, this book has like very strong white supremacy tendencies, this person was involved in a white supremacist murder and is like laying low in the United States and is the author of this book.
Wow.
Yeah, so I don't know.
I love the idea of laying low in the United States.
Yeah, laying low.
Casually.
Making a movie.
Making a movie.
Yeah.
Writing a book. Reese Witherspoon's list.
Yeah.
Reese, you missed this one.
You really did.
I want to say something kind of controversial. And I really hope that this doesn't go the wrong way.
Oh my God.
But I feel like I so much as say something stupid on Twitter, I can't live that down.
Yes.
How is this woman getting away with this? When I go my butt on Twitter, it's like, I just feel like that's just who I am for the next 20 years.
And I'm glad you did it. Yeah. I'm glad you did address the My Butt tweet because we were going to have to bring it up eventually. It's on everyone's mind.
Well, you know what I'm saying? I just feel that actually is crazy example of privilege that this somehow get away with like murder.
Literal.
With murder, you know?
But, yeah.
And also like using white supremacy to... Because she's telling like a romantic Southern tale of white supremacy, like she's able to become a national celebrity twice. Once for murder and another for writing a book that everyone's like, yes.
That's crazy.
We're not seeing it.
Mm-mm. I heard the name, I go, I'm out.
We're seeing Minions.
Yeah, we're seeing Minions twice.
In suits,
have you seen it yet?
Right? No. You said did you wear your suits? In suits?
Well, that's the, I was telling Kyle, that's the about the trend.
The gentle minions. The gentle minions.
Gentle minions.
I love that.
Yeah,
I do too.
I love the TikTok.
Just don't throw stuff at the screen.
That's what they were doing too?
Throwing bananas at the screen.
I'm a little shocked, honestly, that the title Gentle Minions does not also carry into the behavior. You'd think the whole idea of like wearing suits and like walking in this nice orderly fashion, trying to like make some sort of, you know, I don't know, statement, whatever the heck they're doing. They're the kids. But then that just drops the second you're in the movie theater. What's up with that?
Yeah, what's up with that? I mean, it had follow through, you know, commit follow to the through. Bit. But it's pretty sick that they're just making their own, like, Rocky Horror, you know? Like,
That's
sick.
That is fun. That is really
fun.
It's maybe not fun at the expense of, let's say, AMC employees, but, you know,
Right.
Maybe that's the next wave of Gentle Minions. The next Rise of Gru 2, perchance. The Gentle Minions actually clean up after themselves.
You clean up after yourselves. Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
That should be part of the deal.
The one thing that I wanted to comment on was that when I was growing up, I'd go to Lake Tahoe and we would catch crawdads. So they also sing in Lake Tahoe. So
it's
actually universal national experience.
Yeah. So when you say the crawdad sing, I say think of a more specific title.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh wow. Oh, so it's a critique about. Yes. I love that.
Thank you.
I love
that. And where is that supposed to be? Because crawdads exist in many places.
I know that they have sung in Tahoe.
They have sung in Tahoe.
Where the water is wet.
Where
the sky is
swamp
blue.
Girl
okay,
Swamp Girl is great.
I love Swamp Girl.
Swamp Girl,
yeah,
yeah.
Wow. Swamp Girl,
pretty Swamp Girl murderer.
Yeah,
pretty. Yeah,
and look, she's pretty. So.
The Swamp Girl murders.
Yeah,
how about
that? Swamp Girl murders.
Swampy. The Swamp Girl murders. Yeah,
Swampy murders. Swampy. It needs to be
love a swampy murder.
There.
Love a swampy murder.
All right, let's talk real quick about McGruff. McGruff is back in the house. I did just want to... You guys are all, I think, younger than me by, Daniel, I know, a pretty significant amount. What is your relationship to McGruff, the crime dog?
I think my generation of elementary school, you know, presentations by some haggard individual... kind of like skipped the Dare McGruff phase and just went straight to the like, yeah, I did heroin and it was bad. Went straight to that phase.
Wait, you had like people from recovery programs come in and talk to you?
Yes. Yes. Oh. It was less corporate centric and more just individual person representing their own past centric.
Right. Mm. Yeah. Got it. But were they like real scared straight about it?
Yeah, no, they were. I mean, you know, when you're talking to a room full of 13-year-olds that are like making fart noises every time you say something, it's kind of like, you know, what do you do your best. You do your best. You share your message, and then that's
all
you can
do. Bunch of gentle
really
minions, it sounds like.
Kyle, Anna, what about y'all? Did you have any experience with McGruff or any DARE programs or any of that stuff?
I think I remembered the commercial. Did he talk like this?
Yeah, he talked real low.
Yes.
Real gruff voice.
Not surprisingly, McGruff is like a police... Like, he was created by the Ad Council to be the police version of Smokey Bear. And I remember, I think I might have had this pop music album called McGruff's Smart Kids. Smart Kids Looking Say No to Drugs. It sounds bad, but I just, there's something about it that really, like, I was like, oh, I've seen that many times before. There's a song called Marijuana that sounds like Danny DeVito belting out an 80s power ballad about how pot is like banging your head against a wall. Actually, should we play it?
Oh, we certainly could.
Never cry. try it at all.
This is pop.
Yeah.
It's like beating your head on a wall.
What?
Okay.
That's not how marijuana is.
Marijuana's a fast way to fall.
Yeah. I feel like he's dropping the McGruff character a little bit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This does not sound like McGruff.
The character.
Yeah.
Marijuana. If you gamble with life, you can lose it.
I mean, that's just true.
Wow. Wow. That was really, that was fun, honestly. Those are slaps.
Yeah. I grew up having recurring nightmares that a drug dealer was going to hold me down, cut my thumb with a razor blade, and put cocaine in my blood to get me hooked. Like, that is the version of drugs that they had put in, put out there for me that I was like, oh, man. Which is exactly what ended up happening. But, yeah, it's, like, I think the war on drugs is, like, we've all agreed it was obviously a racist fight for mass incarceration, and yet they're like still investing in McGruff. The NYPD spent more than $13,500 on 8 McGruff costumes in 2015.
In 2015?
2015. Yeah. Yeah. No, they're still out here.
What?
Doing the McGruff thing. Yeah.
Doing the McGruff sounds like a TikTok dance.
An NYPD spokesman, I'm sure they have like brainstormed that as a TikTok viral video, because an NYPD spokesman even admitted that the reason why the police are willing to spend so much taxpayer money on McGruff costumes is because they can, quote, use them to go to schools and say, trust the police. Police are your friends.
Get them going early.
I don't think they were supposed to like say that out loud, but that's anyways. Don't trust the police. Never talk to cops.
Yep.
Yeah.
Keep dogs out of it.
Yeah.
Dogs are innocent. There was some argument I saw recently about how like making more drugs legal would like give. It was some cop was like, "Well, what do we do with all the dogs then? They'll be out of a job." As if dogs having jobs was like.
That's the concern. Oh my
God. Let them
those
live.
Are the unemployment numbers I'd check first.
Yeah, exactly.
Seeing a lot of unemployed dogs. Yeah. Really not pulling their weight.
My dog doesn't want to lose his job.
Oh my God.
Oh my goodness.
Dog forbid.
He's scared.
Well, Kyle and Anna, truly a pleasure as always having you on the Daily Zeitgeist. Where can people find you, follow you, all that good stuff?
Well, we should talk about our final season of Truth Hounds.
Yes.
Final?
Not
final. We're coming back. We have another season.
Our final episode.
Our final episode of season 2.
Oh, my God.
It means it'll give you a heart attack.
Wow.
But
full palpitations.
We just finished our season 2. And if you haven't listened to it, most of the season is about one investigation.
Yeah.
And I honestly think it's pretty epic.
I do think it's pretty epic. Not to be, you know,
toot our own horns
or epic sauce or whatever, but it is an Odyssey-esque epic, I would say.
Yes. And I guess to give you a little taste, we saw a website.
We were curious about the person running the website. I think we have to reveal a little more.
Yeah. a little vague.
We found this person who runs a film festival through a web. And the initial draw was that the website sucked.
Yeah. It was a little funky.
It was a little GeoCities.
Yeah.
2004.
What question were you investigating when you found the site?
What is fear and why can't I look away?
Mm. Basically, we saw that it was a film festival. The festival director's photo was very, very freaky.
Yeah.
And it scared us. But at the same time, we were incredibly intrigued by this person as well as just like the festival and the community.
Mm-hmm.
And so we basically went on to apply to the film festival.
By making a short.
A whole short
a
film.
A real decoy short film to get apply in. To this festival.
Yes.
And then we went to the film festival. And then
it didn't even end there.
I would argue that it doesn't really begin there.
It doesn't even begin there.
Yeah. But for our podcast, we made a short film to submit to a festival.
So
That's the kind of lengths we're willing to go to.
Yeah. And I think it's pretty, it's a really,
I do think it's an epic.
All right. Yeah. Please go listen. It is a high point in podcast investigation.
Truly.
I listened to the final episode and I go, I don't know who's running this thing, but I think we should get a Peabody.
Yeah.
to be honest with you.
And is there a tweet or some of the work of social media you've been enjoying?
I guess for me, it's I've been enjoying just rewatching the Boris Johnson video where he says, them's the breaks.
Them's the breaks.
I guess that's kind of what I'm rocking with right
now. Iconic. We didn't really know what we had. Yeah.
For me, I think it's that Twitter video that's been going around of those dogs sticking their nose out of the window.
Oh, and they're, yes.
They're really big dogs, and there's about 3 or 4 dogs. So go check that out.
Be sure to check that.
I don't know where you find it, but I just happen to
know. Dogs sticking their nose out the window.
Out the window.
And they're really big dogs.
They're big, yeah. 3 or 4. I think 5, maybe.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Daniel, where can people find you? What's a tweet you've been enjoying?
You can find me all over the internet at DJ_Daniel. If you're listening to this the day we recorded it, which is impossible, I'll be live on Twitch later today. But otherwise, I'm live Wednesdays, Fridays, and Sundays on twitch.tv/DJ_Daniel. And I've just been loving all of the riffs on the Jordan Peterson little speech he gave on the Twitter video he made about it. And I'm trying to remember the name of this character from Watchmen, but one of my favorite Twitter accounts, Whack with a silent H at Whack Nicholson, posted. So it's a picture of a square from Watchmen comic, and it's Ozymandias speaking, but it is the text that says, "I'm not taking down that tweet or acknowledging that my tweet violated Twitter rules. Up yours, woke moralists," with Ozymandias saying it.
And that just
gave me a nice little giggle. So shout out at Whack Nicholson, Whack with a silent H. Love that.
Got it. You can find me on Twitter at Jack_O'Brien. I've been enjoying a tweet from Soren. Tweeted them, "Your pets are spoiled me. They're competitively compensated for the user experience they provide." And then Amelia Elizalde tweeted, "The announcements at the Seattle airport are always like, hey, it's Modest Mouse. Please report any suspicious activity the nearest police officer." It's so true. Have you ever been there?
That's
so
they
got funny. Like Mouse.
They got like all these like that's rock so icons from the grunge era to just be like, hey, it's Soundgarden.
So
what's
funny.
Up?
Wow. Please amazing. Watch your luggage and don't leave it
exactly.
And don't hand your luggage to a stranger.
It's truly
that's
insane.
That's really funny.
That's awesome.
You can find us on Twitter at Daily Zeitgeist. We're at The Daily Zeitgeist on Instagram. We have a Facebook fan page and a website, dailyzeitgeist.com, where we post our episodes and our footnotes. Where we link off to the information that we talked about in today's episode, as well as a song that we think you might enjoy. Super producer DJ Daniel.
Yes,
if you don't have one,
sir.
I got one. So it's your call.
Dealer's
choice.
You know what, Jack? I'm interested in what you have to say.
All right.
Let's hear it,
baby. I don't know if you've heard of this movie, Where the Crawdads Sing, but it's got a really cool soundtrack. It's like all these... No. So there is a movie called Worst Person in the World that has a great soundtrack, and it ends with the song by Art Garfunkel, which I was not very familiar with Art Garfunkel as a solo musician. I just knew him as like a punchline to the bad of the two between Simon and Garfunkel. And there's a song that ends that movie called Waters of March that I think might like be hypnotizing me or something. I can't stop listening to it. It's a problem, so I'm gonna make it your problem too. I also just really love it. It is Art Garfunkel's version of Antonio Carlos Jobim's Waters of March. And it's good, I think. So I will link off to that in the footnote. The Daily Zeitgeist is a production of iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows. That's going to do it for us this morning. Back this afternoon to tell you what's trending, and we'll talk to y'all then. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye.
Zeit Gang, you like to watch new stuff, right? I mean, who doesn't? I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama. A new season of The Kardashians, starring the Kardashians, of course, and Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And now, for a limited time, get more Cedar Point fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at cedarpoint.com.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.